Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
The main picture and the main story in the front of the Irish Times is about a child with autism who has been refused a school place by 19 schools. And Dublin mother Karen Fowler faces losing her job because her youngest child, Amber, has been refused a place by 19 secondary schools. Amber has autism, an intellectual disability, global development delays and is non-verbal, and her parents' applications for a place in first year for her have been rejected by both special and mainstream schools which have autism units because they're all full. And one school had 53 applications for three places this year, and Amber is number 50 on its waiting list. And again, just another story of how Irish parents have to be warrior parents and keep fighting for basic resources for their children, like school places. So you can read more about that on the front of the Irish Times. The front of the Irish Independent says that the decision by the energy regulator to increase network charges for electricity will limit any price reductions planned by providers after wholesale prices fell. So if you're hoping that your electricity bills might come down, unfortunately not, because average household bills are going to increase by €100 over a year from October. And this doesn't matter how much electricity you use. This is just a fee that's going to be part of the electricity levy. So homeowners are going to end up footing most of the increased bill, experts say. So forget all those big announcements from the electricity companies. That'll all be cancelled out by this levy. The Irish Daily Mail, the government's fiscal watchdog, has sounded the alarm of an iceberg ahead, with Ireland's soaring older population set to put a significant strain on finances. This is the Fiscal Advisory Council, which is in there. The job is to advise the government, but typically the politicians don't listen to the council anyway, so they kind of talk to themselves. Tax hikes and spending cuts will be the only way to fund the rising cost of healthcare, nursing homes and pensions in the absence of an increase to the retirement age, according to the council. So they say, tackle the cost of us living longer. Obviously, Oasis on the front of a number of the papers. The Irish Daily Mirror, some might slain Castle bosses are hoping to lure Oasis for a summer gig. So obviously they're playing two nights in Croke Park. Henry Mancharles' son Alex said he'd love to have Oasis rock the County Mead venue again. The two Croke Park shows will earn Oasis €15 million, apparently. Probably more likely they try and go for a third night at Croke Park rather than Slane, but we'll see how ticket demand is on Saturday. We know it'll be through the roof. The Irish Daily Star got a role in it. Oasis confirmed two shows at Croke Park, which will earn the band €15 million in ticket sales alone. And then the Irish Sun has an exclusive that the original Oasis guitarist Bonehead will rejoin Noel and Liam Gallagher for a 14-day reunion tour next summer. Extra gigs are going to be announced because there's going to be overwhelming demand, and Bonehead is going to join Liam and Noel. Three here now is the headline on the front of the Sun. Staying with Oasis, I had a look at this yesterday, and the minute the gig dates were announced for Dublin, the hotel room prices absolutely shot up. It's in all the papers this morning. The Mail says, will hotel prices be increased for the Oasis gigs next year? Definitely, maybe. We are told costs are soaring in Dublin for the dates of the shows, and 96% of hotel rooms in Dublin are already booked up. This is before tickets even go on sale for the gig. Apparently, there were just 22 hotels available on booking.com over the two dates in Dublin, and the price of some hotel rooms was over €2,000. If you want to stay in the Shelburne for the Oasis gig, it'll be €2,106. On the weekend earlier, you could get a double room for €792. The Herbert Park Hotel in Balls Bridge is advertising rooms for €1,021. The Marker is €1,015. And in the Dillon, it's €600 for a night at that hotel in Balls Bridge. Labour says that the price hikes will cause thousands to look back in anger people, oh, here's all the puns, people will be crying their heart out when they see the outrageous greed at play by hotels in Dublin. Also news in The Sun about Fair City stars who have had to drive taxis or go on the dole. So RTE made a decision earlier this year that they were going to stop filming for 2 months over the summer to save money, and it forced some of the top stars on Fair City to either drive a taxi, work in a restaurant, or go on the dole. Apparently this isn't going to happen again. RTE has assured staff there won't be a filming break next year, but some big RTE stars, and no shame in it, you have to earn money, but they had to work in a bar, a restaurant, they had to drive a taxi or go on the dole. Ryanair is in the papers today in the Times of London. They say that passengers should be restricted to 2 drinks at the airport. Of course, we all know of people who sit in the Garden Terrace at Dublin Airport from 4 a.m. and have a few drinks before they get on a flight. Ryanair says that passengers should be only allowed 2 drinks at the airport because there's been a surge in violence on flights this summer. Michael O'Leary said that assaults on cabin crew were of the greatest concern, but also there have been rows between passengers, confrontations also becoming common, and he's blaming alcohol and other drugs for this reason. As long as people can stand up and shuffle, they will get through. So they're obviously not going to breathalyse passengers, but they reckon that you should have a 2-drink limit in the airport. Of course, until you get on the plane, and then, of course, you'd be allowed to buy whatever drink you want because they charge quite a lot for it. Now, Ireland's favourite sports song has been revealed in the Mirror. Over 30 years on, it is still Irish sports fans' favourite song to sing. This is Olé Olé, which remains the top tune for Irish supporters. 6 in every 10 say it's their go-to song when cheering on their favourite Irish team. New research carried out by Nestlé also found that Fields of Athenry comes in a close second, followed by the Tina Turner classic, which has absolutely nothing to do with Ireland, simply the best, taking bronze in the lineup of the nation's favourite sports anthems. That's in the Irish Daily Mirror this morning, if you want to read more about that. And finally, from the Eye, we have the sayings that no one understands. Raining cats and dogs, as easy as pie, and bite the bullet are the most confusing turns of phrase, a study has found. A third of people have been left perplexed by the meaning behind common phrases. 32% of people have had to look up an unusual saying in a dictionary or on the internet. So the most confusing phrases. Number one, a dime a dozen. I don't have a clue what that means. Raining cats and dogs just means it's raining. Cat got your tongue. Bite the bullet, easy as pie. People don't understand beat around the bush. They also don't understand don't count your chickens before they hatch. A penny for your thoughts. Barking up the wrong tree and let the cat out of the bag. All of them I get apart from a dime a dozen. But anyway, maybe you mightn't understand some of those. You can WhatsApp us if you'd like to get in touch on 087 1400 106.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.